This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. You want to get in touch with us? The phone number is 800-636-1067. The Commanders have a new wide receiver. Used to play with the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I would say bigger name than production. Michael Gallup
is
a new member of the Washington Commanders. He did have, in his second year when he was 23 years old, a 1,100-yard season.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
With 66 catches.
That's a good year, yeah.
But his numbers, 6 touchdowns that year, that's his career high in touchdowns.
Numbers plummeted after his ACL tear, which you would expect.
That was in 21, I think.
In the two seasons after the injury, he caught just 73 of 131 targets across 31 games for 842 yards, 6 scores. Averaged 27 yards per game during that stretch.
Yeah.
So, look, this is just Adam Peters. It's a reclamation project. I wouldn't expect big numbers from Michael Gallup.
No.
He might not even make the team.
Might not.
But
I think he will, but he might not. You're right. Didn't play last year.
It's an audition, and I'm sure I haven't seen the financial terms, but I would assume
it's a minimum.
A lot of incentives thrown in there. It's an audition. It's a tryout year.
I think they know exactly what they're getting. I watched a presser. He talked very highly of DQ. The one thing I will say is I always watch DQ, and I know this pisses off people, but he just comes off as a little cheesy to me. But the guys love him everywhere. Like, everyone that's ever said, oh, yeah, DQ's great people. Oh, yeah, you know, all these guys all know him from different parts of life, walks of life. He talked about
these guys love each other.
They do. They love DQ. They love Adam Peters. But they say, like, Gallup said that when he was in Dallas, DQ's a defensive coordinator, and yet, he didn't have to worry about me. He's coming and checking in on me.
Yeah.
How am I doing? Like, he's a genuine dude.
It's a genuine people person.
Yes. And all these guys keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
I have to buy into it.
He's a very likable dude. You know that.
The culture thing is real.
But he's also a good football coach.
When they said they were going to come in and reset the culture and reframe the culture, that was not just lip service. Like, that has actually happened. And players take notice of it.
Oh, yeah. Our buddies from Rough the District had a tweet the other day, and I copied it, and it was just the players and what they said,
right. The
guys that have either rejoined the team, re-signed, or even some new additions.
Mm-hmm.
John Bates said, most fun I've ever had playing football since high school.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Jerry McNichols, I love this culture. I couldn't see myself wearing another jersey. Marcus Mariota, this is the best environment I've ever been a part of.
Wow. Right.
Zach Ertz, the energy is just different here. Will Harris, You can't fake juice. You can't fake enthusiasm, and you can't fake love. You see all those things when you look at this team.
I'm telling you, man. It
the
was
culture.
It's real.
Ron Rivera talked about it.
These guys love each other.
And maybe he changed the culture to an extent.
Yeah.
But he didn't bring the wins along with it.
Yeah.
So this is a guy who came in Dan Quinn with Adam Peters and said, this is what I'm going to establish. And he's hit a home run on it.
They've done a complete 180 in a year.
Yeah.
Like this franchise and the front office, it was a laughing stock.
It was. No one.
The only way you were going to come here is if you got overpaid to come here, like back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now players want to come here because of the camaraderie, the culture. They got a star quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They've got good ownership. Like, things have completely turned around here.
No, it's wild.
It is wild to kind of see it happen.
And just getting back to DQ for a little bit, because I was thinking about this the other day when I heard some of the stuff. Like, I didn't realize at one point he had a brief tenure with Florida, Florida Gators.
Yep.
When you look at his resume, okay, so when he first starts out as a coach, we all know that he played at Salisbury.
Yep.
But then he first started out as a coach, right? So you get your feet wet. So you're starting some smaller schools, right? William & Mary.
Yep.
Then you do a stint at VMI. Then you go to Hofstra. Then all of a sudden you get hooked up. Now you're with the Niners.
Right.
All right? Then you're with the Dolphins. Then the Jets. Then the Seahawks. Then the Florida Gators. Back to the Seahawks. Then the Falcons as a head coach. You get a team to the Super Bowl. The Cowboys, defensive coordinator, super successful. Come here in Washington. You win 12 games, whatever the hell they did in your first year. I mean, his resume is insane.
It's a pretty good one.
Talking about moving a lot.
Ryan Odom.
Odom.
All his moves.
On all his moves. Yeah. I mean, look at Dan
Quinn,
all those moves.
He's about to move again, too, by the way, after getting bounced out of the tournament.
Yeah. So back to Gallup. I put it up as a poll of the day, which is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can, only 100 calories. With zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. It's just simply, do you like the addition of Michael Gallup to the receiver room? You can vote at Junks Radio.
I like what he said. He said, I'm not coming. I don't have to be the top receiver. I just want to contribute.
Yeah. Right.
You know, he said, I have plenty of life left on these legs. He said that, when the tenure ended in Dallas, it kind of surprised him, and his head wasn't right to play. He could, you could imagine you work somewhere for 7 or 8 years, you're kind of shocked when it comes to an end. He wasn't ready, mind wasn't right to play, but he knew all along, he said, that he was going to come back and try to play again. And he said he was actually very grateful. He goes, a lot of guys don't get second chances.
Yeah.
He goes, it's very hard to get a second chance in this league. I got a second chance, and I'm going to make the most of it.
He could be the 2025 version of Olamide Zaccheaus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a guy that was kind of signed off the street, hadn't really done much in his career, and he flourished when he was given the opportunity.
He's
going to
be a role player. There's no question about it.
You've got your number one and number two set with McLaurin and Debo.
And you just
got to fill in
McCaffrey's
the holes around
your three.
Them.
Maybe right. I don't know if Noah Brown will be, but let's just say McCaffrey's your three. You got Noah Brown. Still have KJ Osborne. Now you sign Gallup.
Right.
Well, I think those guys are all going to battle it out.
Yeah, they'll battle it out. I mean,
I don't know who.
Maybe they draft somebody. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, you got to like the room. Well, specifically because you had a Debo.
800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, do you think Michael Gallup brings anything to the table? Do you like the addition of the ex-Cowboys receiver? As I prefaced it, I do think it's more name recognition versus production of late.
Yeah, but it's sure. The production hasn't been huge, but he's been a productive football player. Like, he's got a career that you should be proud of.
He's been a good number two.
Like, if he could land somewhere between what he did in 2020 and 2021, in 2020 he had 843 yards receiving and 5 touchdowns. Now, the next year he had 445 yards and 2 touchdowns.
But even like, that might be helpful enough.
But like,
because you got Debo and Terry doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah, he's not going to put up 843.
Right.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is come in and get 500 yards receiving, 550 yards.
You'd probably have to be the number three there.
Here's what he said in his presser. He said, you tell me what you need, I'm going to go get it.
Right.
What do you need? I want to go get it. Mm-hmm. What do you need? I'm going to go get it.
How tall is he?
6'1.
6'1, 205.
He's just a vet.
He's not small.
You're adding a vet. Proven that. Don't get crazy.
He's probably the second biggest receiver on the roster now behind Noah Brown.
Yeah.
Because he's bigger than both Debo and Terry.
Yeah.
Well, he's not as physical as Debo. Not even close.
True.
And then Debo yesterday, I don't know if it if I just saw them all yesterday, or they rolled out all their pressers yesterday. I think they did. They were all like virtual pressers that they had with the media, and I was just hitting them one after another. Debo was very grateful for the team to lock him in, guarantee his contract and all that. He says, I can't let them down for showing all that faith in me. It means a lot. And then he also talked about his relationship with Adam Peters.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot to prove.
He could be a big bargain in fantasy drafts.
He's going to put up numbers.
His stats got dinged last year because of the injuries, and it just things kind of fell apart in San Francisco. If he's healthy,
he's going to have a big role
in this offense.
100%.
And then,
that's what I said the first day that they acquired him.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely going to be utilized.
And I'm not backing off of it.
I know an under...
If he's on the field, he's going to be legit.
An underrated guy that they re-signed, I think, or just, you know, under-the-radar guy that people don't really pay that much attention to, let's be honest, Cleveland Farrell. I watched his presser, and he said how important it is, people don't realize, now that they're going to be in their second year of their system. So they're bringing in different guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they're tweaking, but also... The fact that, you know, on the offensive side, Kingsbury is back. So I know we debated that a lot last year, kind of had fun with that topic. But on the defensive side, Witt being back, most of the staff being back, the players now understand. He said a lot of our problems last year was because, if you believe it or not, it's a new system. Guys are still learning. They're still adapting as the season's going along. A lot of that's should be cleaned up this year, because for a lot of guys, it's their second year in this system. They know what the coaches want. They know where they're supposed to be. And then they're adding, tweaking around that. So, I don't know. I was excited watching them. I guess everybody gets excited in the offseason.
Sure.
But I was excited watching them.
Yeah, but this time, there's a difference. There's been excitement during off seasons for years, but they haven't had the quarterback.
Right. Now there's legit optimism heading into year... into the 2025 campaign.
Right. And who was it? I saw a clip yesterday, somebody that said, or maybe I just saw it on social for a second, that, you know, how people are saying, oh, well, defenses are clearly going to adjust to Jaden. There was one analyst that said, yeah, but Jaden's a hard worker. He's going to adjust to them too.
Yep.
He's going to be putting in the same amount of work they're putting in to stop him. He's going to be putting in that same kind of work to go further. He has that kind of engine. He has that kind of work ethic. He has that kind of mindset, and that he should continue to thrive. So, I don't know. I get fired up. It's crazy how I get fired up just watching.
Just in the off season,
off season pressers and like low news days.
But isn't it encouraging when you hear all these guys say the same thing about the coach and the culture?
It is. It's wild. I'll be honest. I always said, like, when he goes, all right, let's rock. He has all these kind of, like, they're kind of like cheesy little cliches. And I kind of, in my mind, I'm kind of, like, rolling my eyes. But the guys are all buying into it.
They love
it. To a man, they're all like, yeah, he's, like, genuine dude.
He stays on message. It might be a cheesy message to some, but he stays on that message. Rivera was a little more haphazard with it.
Yeah. Braun, I'm just so over him.
So, yeah. Just go back to Cal. Go to Berkeley. Do whatever you're going to do there.
All right, let's go to Russell.
You know what? That's perfect for him.
It's a perfect
game. I think it's perfect for him.
Hey, Russell.
Russell, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody today?
What's up, Russell?
What's up?
I mean, with the addition of Gallup, I just believe, you know, he's been clutch. I know his numbers haven't always been, you know, the highest as far as production goes. But again, you know, and pressure moments, you know, to come through, he's been that. So, and his humility to come in as not the guy, but a guy, that speaks volumes, you know. And I think, obviously, the culture that's been set here, players want to come, man. There's no doubt that this thing has been turned around in warp speed. And being a diehard my entire life, biting my nails all the way back since 91, waiting for that championship again. It's coming, and it's coming faster than most people predicted, and if not this year. And someone just made a great comment about defenses trying to adjust to Jaden.
Yeah.
You know, this kid is no doubt. I mean, the joy of the Lord that this kid plays with, he's going to adjust. And you've got to be very mindful. Everybody, what Tyson say, everybody's got a plan till they get punched in the mouth. But I just think this year the sky is going to be the limit. And I think we should exceed what we did last year. and it looks good.
Well, last year was a damn good year,
I'm not willing to go there quite yet.
NFC Championship.
Then 14
wins, NFC Championship.
That'd be amazing. But I do think it's pretty obvious they are shoving all their chips in. This is our window right now. We'll have another window. You know, Jade's not going to go anywhere, you know, barring something crazy.
Yeah.
We should have him for 10 years. But this is the easiest window to surround him a little less painfully because you're not paying him $50 million a year.
Right. We've seen Peters make big, bold moves, trading for Debo, Lattimore, and Tunsil.
They're making big moves.
Yeah.
Big moves.
As they should.
Who's that guy sitting next to Valdez? I haven't seen him in
Moore's
forever.
Mike Moore's back. He's
who are you?
Back in studio.
What
do you do?
Look at this guy.
Where you been, Mar? Like, what's going on?
I heard you had car issues.
What's going on? You've been drinking too much? What's going on? Zen? Are you back on the Zen?
No, dude. I've actually been pretty good about the Zen.
Zen's away. That is
very
impressive.
Good. Very good.
Pretty good. Are you
batting 1,000?
You're batting 1,000. Okay. All right.
What happened?
My car broke down, dude. It was bad.
How bad? Is it done? Is it shot?
No. It's not shot, but it's just.
Can you
it was
talk
not
to
tight.
Miriam when we get you over to BMW Fairfax? That Maybe get actually, a pre-owned?
Dude, I would love that.
Pre-owned.
Straight up pre-owned, right. Hell owned.
Right.
Pre-owned.
Right.
I mean,
you got any trade-in value or no? You got nothing.
My car right now is probably worth like maybe $5,000, $4,000.
What are you pushing around right now?
Mazda CX-9. 2007. And I just. Put money
sound
into
like
it.
Five
How many miles?
Yeah. That
many
sounds
miles?
Like about 1,500.
Well, it really doesn't have that many miles. It has maybe, I think, like 130.
What was it?
$5,000. You categorize that as not a lot of miles? 130,000 miles?
For a college student, maybe.
It's an 18-year-old car.
For a Mazda, though. I mean, Japanese cars, you can run those into the ground. You can probably get like 250,
well, it sounds like you're doing a good job of it at this point.
But yeah, it was a fuel injector. Same thing that happened back in July. Oh. And who knew that was that expensive? And
I didn't know.
But it's fully paid for, though, right?
Yeah. I paid it off a while ago.
It's all paid off, so you just have to do it. Yeah.
I mean, if you have an 18-year-old hoopty and it's not paid off, you're doing something wrong.
Right. Yeah, right? It broke down over the weekend, and then it's just been in the shop since last night.
But now you're back. You're up
I'm
and
all
running.
The way back. Yeah. Going right to MGM from here.
Smart move.
So I'm all the way back in.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, let's real quick. Let's go to Chris in Frederick. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, Junks.
Hey.
Why did they bring in Gallup when Zach was already here and proved himself? Now they want to bring in a retread to prove himself, but Zach was already part of the culture.
By Zach, you mean?
Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
Well, Zacchaeus went and signed with the Bears.
Yeah, maybe.
He got a better deal.
Maybe they just weren't willing to give him what he got in Chicago.
Did they even offer him anything at all?
I mean, I'd rather have somebody that was part of this love than.
No, they loved him.
Everyone's talking about
him.
Everybody to a man said they loved Zacchaeus.
He was a go-to guy. He was. Yeah. It seems when things were falling apart, Zacchaeus showed up. So why not just go with him instead of bringing back Gallup?
Well, maybe
there's a go-to guy.
I think
he was
maybe
a good piece.
They probably wanted to get a little bit bigger.
Yeah, because he was smaller. Gallup's bigger. Yeah. They brought Noah Brown back. He's bigger. You got to remember, McCaffrey's there. They drafted McCaffrey in the third round.
That's the one everybody's sleeping on.
And everyone, they're probably thinking, all right, McCaffrey's going to take that next step. Right? He'll be the number three receiver. So maybe they said, all right, in terms of the depth of the position, we're fine. We can let Zacchaeus go.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. I mean, I like Zacchaeus too, but he's replaceable.
Hey, look, you got Debo. Who do you want back? Right. You want Debo or you want Zacchaeus back?
Yeah. Pretty
right,
easy.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think it'll be fine.
Don't worry. Gallup's going to be fine.
I don't see any numbers yet on Zacchaeus.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. Ken, you can vote. Do you like the addition of Michael Gallup to the receiver room? Vote on our Surfside Junkies poll of the day at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll talk a little Wizards hoops. Brian Keefe, the head coach, joins us next here on the Junkies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM, streaming all across the country with the free Odyssey app. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, where you can also watch the Capitals and the Washington Wizards. And joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is the head coach of the Wizards, Brian Keefe. Morning, coach.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Dude, I was thinking about this. Are you so locked in on the league and your own business that you don't even pay attention to college hoops at this point? Or are you also, like any other fan, keeping an eye on things?
I know what's going on a little bit. I didn't really watch any of the games last night, to be honest, yet.
Right.
But I played in the tournament a long time ago, so it's always a cool time of year. So, it's fun for everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have any good personal NCAA tournament memories that you want to share?
I mean, unfortunately, we lost. I played at UNLV. We lost to Princeton my 1 year that we made it. And I work, John Thompson, who I work with now, was an assistant coach on that team. So I'll have to see him today, and he'll probably remind me of that.
Can you remind us who was on that UNLV team with you?
The team I played on that year had a guy named Tyrone Nesby, who was a Washington Wizard, if you guys remember, and Keon Clark. And then the following year, we had a guy named Sean Marion, who was a pretty good player.
He was pretty good.
What's he doing now?
You know, I think he's got a part ownership of a team down in their league.
Gotcha.
And, you know, obviously, he had a terrific career.
Talking to Coach Brian Keefe from the Wizards, powered by Verizon. So you've been playing better basketball here over the last 10 to 12 games. What has been the biggest difference?
Yeah, we've gotten way, we just are, it's a combination of things, but we've gotten way better defensively over this stretch. And then obviously I think of the additions of some of our veteran guys have helped, and, you know, and our younger guys and the guys who've been here all year just have, you know, established really some good habits. And I think those things coming together at the right time has improved our play. And that's what we wanted to do, is just get better each month, and we've shown that. So I've been really happy with our group, of how our play has been, for sure.
So before you jumped on, Eric and I were having a conversation about Alex Saar, and I looked up some of his numbers. Since the All-Star break, his scoring has gone up about 4 or 5 points. His three-point percentage has gone up, I think, 6 or 7%. What have you noticed about Alex? Is it just him getting comfortable with the NBA game? We all know the potential he has, but he's really come on since the All-Star break.
I think it's all those things that, you know, when you're a guy coming into the league, you know, there's always an adjustment period, but he's kind of just progressed each month for us. Obviously, we're seeing the shooting and the scoring going up, but it's a little bit of everything. It's his playmaking ability, his ability to drive. And then it's the most important thing for us is his defensive versatility, you know, able to protect the rim, you know, guard on the perimeter. We love how Alex is progressing. We still got some more time during the year, so we're looking forward to that.
Coach Keefe, how does it feel to own the Denver Nuggets, with the latest installment being that Jordan Poole buzzer beater late from 35 feet out in Denver? That had to sting the home crowd, I would think.
That quieted it pretty quick. That was a great game. That was, you know, back and forth there at the end, and, you know, hit some big threes. Jordan hit a few, and then he obviously hits a big one. Alex hit a big one in the corner. Keyshawn hit one in the corner. This shows you our team's growth, that we're able to close out those type of games on the road, hostile crowd. Really impressive win.
That's not a play you draw up when a guy jacks it up from that far away, right?
We drew that one up. That's actually one of the ones we work on because he practices these shots all the time. He's got unbelievable range, and we said, okay, look, not everybody's going to pick you up that high because it's really hard to get a shot at that time of the game. Mm-hmm. So we actually had worked on that one in practice earlier in the year, and we went for it, and now he's got to hit it, and man, he hit that shot. He switched that one. That was amazing.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at basically every level of basketball how much better players are. But when you get to the NBA level, I'm wondering, from that type of range, if Jordan Poole's not defended, he's just practicing. I mean, that's a bomb, right? If he takes 100 of those shots, how many does he make?
He probably makes 70.
It's incredible. Oh.
What? From 35
and
feet?
Then like, because I saw something recently, like it was just went viral. It was Luka Doncic taking like a tunnel shot and he shoots it up about 100 mm-hmm. feet high and he makes it. We see Steph Curry do that. If an NBA player takes a half court shot, all right, and they take it 100 times, how many are they making?
It depends on the player.
Yeah.
Jordan probably, I mean, surprised. I don't know what the number of Jordan is, but he usually finishes his workout sometimes shooting a half-court shot, and it doesn't, I think he has to finish it, like, with a half-court, and it doesn't take him many times to
wow.
finish it.
That's right. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, the amount of work some of these guys do, and Jordan is a great example of that for our team. Like, this guy is constantly in the gym working on his craft. It's amazing to watch these guys, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about Corey Kispert this year. What have you seen from Kispert in terms of his development? Everybody knew he could shoot heading into the league. It seems like he's developing more and more of a game attacking the basket.
Yeah, I think that's what people don't realize. Corey is not your typical just stand behind the three-point line shooter. He's a guy who can shoot off the move. He's a really elite finisher, and that's even going back to last year. He's a really good pick and roll setter. He's got a really unique offensive skill set, and he's gotten significantly better on the defensive end. So he's one of those guys like Jordan that, like, the amount of diligence that he puts into his game, this is not an accident that he's turned into the player he's become. Unfortunately, no, we know the injury here. It's unfortunate the season is over, but I think he really was progressing here like the rest of our guys month to month. I was really pleased with how Corey was playing.
Joined by Brian Keefe, head coach of the Wizards, powered by Verizon. So I'm expecting he's going to make a full recovery, ready to go by the beginning of next season. Is that the latest on him?
Yeah, he will be pretty much recovered by almost when the off season. So it won't affect his off season training at all. But unfortunately, we won't get him back for this year.
Hmm. Coach, getting back to Jordan, I'm sorry, to Alex, just kind of looking at the numbers. So, and I'm not sure if JP asked you about the actual numbers. I was coming in a little late from the water fountain. So 12.5 points a game. He's about seven boards a game. He's getting close to three assists. I know the blocks you were expecting to be right around where they are. He's almost at two. Yeah. Are those overall numbers kind of what you expected, or did you think they'd be a little higher?
You know, I never go into anything, into a season expecting, you know, hey, this guy's going to do this exactly. I think for us, the most importantly, especially for a lot of the guys who are just establishing themselves in the league, is, are they going to progress and get better each month? And I think that's what's the most important thing. And I think that leads to where Alex is today. It's like, you can see it with the stats. And that's the easy part, but you can really see it for us, like how he's playing and how he affects winning. When he's on the court, you can feel him defensively. And then the offensive stuff is, it's a variety of things. He's got a unique skill set of being able to be a big who can roll the rim and finish.
Mm-hmm.
But also pop and make threes and then play make. Like, we put the ball in his hand. That's why for a first year center, that's a pretty good number for assists, where he really sees the game, makes passes, see the open man, makes great reads. So I think the game's slowing down for him, which is, which is what we wanted, but some of that stuff just takes time. So it was more like, how can he just progress each month, each week? And I think that's what we're seeing now. It's just getting better and better. And it's still got a long way to go, but we're like where he is right now.
Yeah, good point. I mean, the last 11 games, he's averaging 17 a game.
Yeah, that's right.
That's head coach Brian Keefe, who's powered by Verizon. Thanks for joining us, coach.
Thanks, guys. Are we going to see you guys in any games this year or the rest of the year?
Oh, I have to make it out. 100%. There aren't that many games.
100%.
Many more games left.
How many more home games are left, Case?
I'll have to double-check the number.
Yeah.
How many more home games you got, coach?
You guys will probably know better than I would, to be honest. I know we got one today. That's
yep,
all
got
I know.
The magic tonight.
All right. Magic tonight. Yeah. All right. We'll let you know.
We'll be out there.
Thank you, coach.
Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it.
Got to stop Paolo.
Paolo and the yep. Wagner brothers.
The
They've got both of them. They got all the Wagners on
Are
the
they
magic.
Healthy now?
I'm not sure.
The Wagner brothers?
Franz leads them in scoring with like 25 a game, 24 yeah. and a half per game.
I feel like he's extending the olive branch to the Junks every
is.
Week.
100%.
I feel like we need to maybe get over there and shake his hand or something.
Shake his hand.
Sure. If you want to shake his hand, like I'm good.
No, with, man,
I'm
I feel
good.
Like he's
make your presence known.
I'm good yeah. with sitting at the end of the bench, hanging out with my man Rashawn Holmes yeah. and Justin. Is it Champagne or Champagne? I'm not sure.
Champagne.
Champagne.
Right.
Yeah, I'm cool hanging out with those dudes.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a lot of pressure to go to games last night. yeah. Go on Saturday.
Don't
I just,
they know that
I
we're
just
old
was,
and washed up?
I went twice this week. It's too much.
You won't go tonight.
You'll go again.
You won't go to the Wiz Magic game tonight.
Unlikely.
There's a lot of sorcery in that game. Wizards and Magic getting together. There's going to be a lot happening at Capital One.
Mm. Unlikely.
Looks like Franz is healthy. I'm not sure about his brother because the last.
Mo is my favorite because he used to play here.
Yep.
He's my favorite Wagner.
I don't know what's more fun though. Like the suites are always fun, but I actually like all the experience of the other things. I like the sitting behind the basket, whatever they call it, the Hennessy Loft.
The Hennessy Loft is great.
And then I like, you know, whenever they have the lounges open.
Yeah, they're
those
great.
Are
those
incredible.
Are amazing, too.
I went to the Ultra Lounge last Ooh. Night, my first time in the Caps game, and they had a really nice spread. Oh. I had some salmon.
Very good.
Nice. Some, I think, porterhouse sliced up.
Very nice.
Mac and cheese and Brussels sprouts.
That sounds like,
I might go just for the food.
That's a well-rounded meal you had there at Capital One, JP. Well done.
We really
and
are.
And I had three quarters of an IPA.
Three quarters? What are you doing? Nobody likes a quitter. You got to drink the whole thing.
I'll tell you what. It's going to come down. Our bet is going to come down to like that last
What's
three
your guys'
games.
Number? 19?
No. I think we can go.
For the Wiz?
I think they can win 19. I think if they win 20 or 21. I'll have to go back and look. It might be 21. But they've got about.
Have you counted how many games they have left?
I'm guessing like 15 games left.
Okay.
They've got 8 home games left.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, you guys are going to be sweating it.
Maybe 14 games. So
14.
Yeah, so they can't go 6-8.
Hmm.
I don't think they're going to go 6-8.
I think we're okay, but Marcus Smart and Chris Middleton may have messed it all up.
yeah, keep those guys on the bench.
Yeah. We're rooting hard for Orlando tonight.
Play the youngins.
A little bit later in the show, we've got Jeff Ehrman. If you missed us talking about the University of Maryland situation, of course, they play today. But we talked about Kevin Willard and what he said and the AD maybe bouncing to SMU and Willard wanting a bigger contract and some assurances. We'll get the inside skinny from Jeff Ehrman, the founder of InsiderSports.com. That's coming up at 9:25 here on The Junkies. A quick shout out to somebody that we've had on the show before. He's a radio host in Philadelphia. Just he always chimes in,
yeah,
which is nice. Now, this one's kind of trolling us, but shout out to John Kincaid.
Good dude.
He's not trolling us.
He nice goes, guy.
He answered the poll question about Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
Which 63% say yes.
He answered the Gallup poll?
Yes.
Look at that,
such
cakes.
Low
well played. Oh, you can vote so at good. Junks Radio. So far, 63% like the addition of Michael Gallup. Kincaid writes, he can help bring that winner's attitude they have in Dallas. Okay. He does say he's a nice addition.
It's a little jab, but it's fine. Yeah. Whatever.
Look, but I just appreciate that he actually still follows us, and because he's on the air right now, I believe.
He's very nice.
He does a morning show in Philadelphia,
Making us feel like a jerk because I'm not voting on his poll.
I don't know if he has a poll
out there. I haven't voted on.
Even though we kind of feel like losers, other people do respect us in other markets. You know what I mean? Like,
we still kind of like it every once in a while when somebody gives us a little credit.
Yeah, they think that we're good. I know we have low self-esteem and everything, but
we've been beaten down.
Yeah, been beaten down by the man.
No, though, we have low self-esteem to an extent, but like when the reporter came in the other day.
Well, you can't just, you gotta pull up the bravado.
And he asked something like, could you have imagined that you'd be here? I think we all kind of did. That's why we gave it a shot. I mean, 30 years is, I mean, we're not at 30 years yet, but 29 years is a lot. But I think early on, we thought we could do it for a long time.
Of course.
I told him that what I found less likely was that the Commanders would suck for our entire career until this point.
Yeah, but they held up their end of the bargain for a long portion of it.
We never thought that Dan Snyder was going to be forced to sell the team.
No. And thankfully he was.
Well, first of all, I thought he was going to be good because he was a young billionaire.
Right.
Then
right.
It slowly turned out to took be a disaster. Few years to realize, wait a second, this guy's a freaking
especially
nightmare.
What kind of a person he is. Right?
Yeah.
And if he wasn't forced to sell the team, I truly believe, and I'm sure you guys all do, that there's no chance they would have been successful last year.
Their record would have been flip-flop. Right. They would have been 5-12.
I heard a good Snyder story that I can't say on the air. It's an off-the-record story just yesterday. I'll tell it to you during the break.
Okay.
It's just butt funny.
Let me guess. It reaffirms his D-bagginess.
Yes.
I know who told you.
Absolutely reaffirms
his D-bagginess. I know who told you.
Yes. Tough to crack that code.
Yeah.
But keeping that on the down low
for now. That's probably best. Yeah.
So our survivor pool, it's very rare when we all advance.
Yes. Well, it was the first day of the first round.
First day.
Jabby lost like five people in his pool.
Well, they're dum-dums. Some of them took Louisville.
Seed. I took a 1-2. I've been scarred by survivor pools where I'm like, I really want to save this team for later. And then the next day, you're done because you took too big of a risk. I took zero risk yesterday.
But there is a balance to it because you can't just wipe out your ones and twos in the first 3 days.
Understood. But in day one, I just want to make it to day two.
Right.
But your problem is that we all made it to day two and you used the best teams.
It's fine. I'll have to get a little riskier going forward.
It's going to get to a point where you got,
that's fine. I'm not that pressed about it.
All right, I'll lead off today.
All right,
I'm going to go my two teams, because we're doing two today, right?
Correct. Yep.
And thereafter, it's one.
One, correct.
My two teams I'm going to go with the Terps.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to use a 4 seed, because in day one, I used a 1-2. And then this is maybe a riskier play, but I'll go Iowa State.
So you're burning a 3 and a 4.
Yes.
Okay. You're in.
I'm in. Iowa State and Maryland, and we put these up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, and on our X account, our Twitter account, at Junks Radio, so you can follow along. We'll put up all our Survivor picks.
All right, so who wants to go next?
I'll go next. I will piggyback ride on JP. I like Iowa State to give Lipscomb the beatdown. Not sure where Lipscomb is. Maybe Tennessee? I don't know where that is.
Lipscomb's in Nashville, isn't it?
Is that where it is? Okay, so I was right. I guess
is that
correct.
Is that where it is, Nashville?
So I will take a 3 seed, and I will take another 4 seed, but a different one that JP took. I'm going to take a 4 seed that is a 14.5-point favorite against Akron. I am going with Drab's nemesis, the Arizona Wildcats. So those are my two picks, a 3 and a 4 seed.
Yeah, a lot of people think Akron can give them some trouble.
Well,
they can score it.
I hope they don't.
We'll see. All right, so you have Iowa State and Arizona.
Correct.
All right, I'm going to go Kentucky. They're playing Troy. And I'm also going to go Terps. I just think, hopefully that this whole thing with Kevin Willard and the Damon Evans thing is not a distraction for the team.
Kentucky, an 11.5-point favorite. The Terps, a 10.5-point favorite over GCU.
Yep, and I saw
University.
I only saw GCU play once, and that was in their conference championship against, I believe, Utah Valley. So I don't know much about Grand Canyon, but and I know they're well coached and they go to the tournament a lot. But I'm going to take the Terps.
I'm sorry
be a bad loss.
If the Terps can't beat the team that faced Utah Valley State in a title game, I'm sorry, they don't deserve to make a long run in the tournament.
So you're still going to give Willard a top 10 contract if they lose to GC?
I wouldn't be thrilled about it, but like, don't you want some continuity in your program? No. A guy who's led them back to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, just maybe give him I'll say, you know what? I'm bumping you down. You're going to be a top 25 okay. paid salary.
All right, maybe. We'll see. I'm guessing he's still going to get handsomely paid wherever he goes.
He's handsomely paid.
I'm going last after the boys.
All right, Valdez.
I want to take Maryland, but there's bad juju.
Okay. Bad juju.
I don't like
Reese.
The Willard stuff.
Okay.
I don't like it. So I'm going to take Kentucky and my arch nemesis, North Carolina.
Ooh, you're rolling with an 11 seed? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Playing Ole Miss.
See if Ole Miss puts the boots to them.
Drabby.
I'm going to take UConn because I don't think Oklahoma has any business being in this tournament.
Okay.
6-12 conference play. Go home. and I also will take Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm all over Kentucky. They lose fine, but I'm all over that one. That was one I love.
All right.
And I feel like I'm actually so kind of unsure about Maryland that I'm going to take him in the first round because I'm not going to feel comfortable taking him any other round. So if I'm going to take him, I'm going to take him now.
So you're not
against
doubled
Grand
up.
Canyon. Yeah.
All right, so
I was so psyched for the Terps. Lost all my size.
It's all out the window
all because of this.
All because of the Willard
stuff.
You think
it's like bad mojo that's going to come back to haunt you?
Yes.
You know, you're going to look like an idiot when you lose tonight.
I know. I'm already preparing.
What time is their game? Is it 4:30?
4:30.
Okay.
A buddy of mine who's a big Terge guy, he is just trashing Willard on his text to me and on his like group text with his boys.
Why? First of all, why is he such a Terge sycophant?
Well, he's just a friend, and you know, friend
just
of Terge.
Just his guy.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he knows Terge and whatever, and he's a big Terge guy. And
is he a Terps guy or a Terge guy? He's got
Terge guy.
Like he has no love for the Terps once Terge.
He doesn't
left.
Care either way.
Okay,
he's a Terge guy.
Got it.
And
it's a weird hill to die
that
on.
That is like.
Well, he's just a friend.
I mean, I can understand you saying I'm a Gary guy, or
you know what I mean, he
I'm
had a good relationship
I'm a
with
lefty
him.
Guy.
They had a good relationship with him. Whatever.
Okay.
And they're just trashing Willard on like the group text that I'm getting.
Hey, I was all sized heading into the tournament. So unsized now.
Level of
well,
sized zero.
It just takes one, you know, beat down of Grand Canyon, and then you'll get that sizedness back.
Right.
That could be true. But I honestly think when was the last time?
If they win by 20, it'll be like a blue pill to me.
Maybe it happens all the time. I'm not paying super attention the last few years. Like, do teams like Iron Five go through and make great runs? I mean,
you don't need to have as big of a bench.
You don't have to have
in college
10,
basketball,
but you need to have. Don't you need at least 7?
Well,
you need at least 7.
And like Gary was saying, with the TV timeouts, you're fine with that. But if you get into foul trouble, that's when you need the 6.
Oh, yeah,
or 7.
And half times are butt long too.
Yeah, yeah.
So if Derek Queen gets into foul trouble, yeah, well, that's when you need 6 and 7 to post. But we'll see what happens today. 4:35 on TBS.
All right, are we letting Mar in or no? Since he's barely
wasn't there for day one.
He's done skiing.
Yeah, barely
unless we make him pick 4 teams today.
that could be
you
interesting.
Want in?
How much would he have to pay?
He's
a degenerate. He wants
in. Busto. His car's broke. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but he's saving money not buying Zins.
Yeah.
We let him
in.
But he's
got to
go
4 teams.
I got 4 plays here. I mean, people forget I went undefeated. I'm in first place in that bracket challenge.
Are you guys all good with it?
Are you?
You guys 4-0?
It's sure.
First of all, it's day one, so easy with the crowing about being first in the bracket.
So far, a lot of ball left.
Yeah.
So what is he on day one? Like 14-0 or whatever that. What's
I went 15-1.
15-1.
That's pretty damn good.
There's 16
that's
games.
Pretty good.
I got McNeese over Purdue.
There weren't a ton of upsets though.
McNeese, they're not done dancing. McNeese is going to go on another run here.
Where's McNeese State?
It's got to be.
Take a guess. What
I'm
state?
Just guess.
South Carolina.
That's kind of the right region of the country, but Louisiana. Big
All
McNeese
right, so
guy.
You
over
know what?
There.
If you got 4 winners and you want to jump in, we'll let you jump in right now.
Iowa State over Lipscomb.
Oh, he's ready.
St. Mary's over Vanderbilt. Maryland. They're going to take care of business today, and they're not done dancing either. And right. then
they haven't even started.
Marquette over New Mexico.
All right.
He's got to go.
Mars
donation.
Now you know you got to show up to work.
He's got
to
go.
Answer your text and everything. Like next week, you got to show up to work.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
I got some wheels.
So here you go.
I mean, did he pick like a 7 seed in there?
Yep.
He's deep.
He took St. Mary's.
He's walking a tightrope.
I have an 11 seed.
Yeah. I mean, he's got double digit seed.
Right.
True.
I think he's got. Does he have 2 7 seeds?
I don't know. He might.
Yeah, it's because he's got Marquette. But you know, he's got to go 4-0.
Right.
All right, so there you go. Kentucky.
All right, you're in, buddy.
Bickle has Kentucky, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Cakes has Iowa State, Arizona. JP has Maryland, Iowa State. I have Kentucky, Maryland. Valdez has Kentucky, Carolina. Drabby has UConn, Kentucky. And Mike Moore has Iowa State, St. Mary's, Maryland, and Marquette. There we go.
That's our Survivor Pool plays. Remember, we will talk more college hoops and give you the latest on the University of Maryland with Jeff Ehrman at 9:25. Don't want to miss that after Kevin Willard made some explosive statements yesterday. But coming up next, it's EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.